I'm here today with Priscilla Williams. What do you do for a living?
So I work for the United States Forest Service, and I work seasonally as a forest ranger. And my seasons change from the winter to the summer. In the summertime, I work as a wilderness ranger, and I also pack mules into the wilderness. Then in the wintertime, I work as a snow ranger.
Did you want to be a forest ranger as a kid?
Good question. I think in a lot of ways, I knew that I wanted to work in the outdoors in some capacity. I showed horses for a living as a kid for 10 years in 4-H, and I always really loved being on a horse, and so I thought, you know, how could I integrate that into my work life somehow? And I also visited Yellowstone National Park when I was 8 years old, and I did a very similar junior ranger program that we do today with elementary through middle school students in the community. And I knew that that was a pretty unique job position at the time, and I thought, wow, that might be a neat thing to do in the future. So surprisingly, I was able to integrate both of the things that I love, which is riding horses as well as being outside in the woods for my job.
Did you go to college for something relating to Forest Service?
So I did. I went to Colorado State University, and I studied environmental communication, which is, it's a concentration of the program of natural resources. So it involved a lot of education and communication through the human dimensions of natural resources. So it utilized science as well as education.
So I'm sure you must have some exciting days in those 5 years. Can you tell me a story about one?
Sure. Let's see. So last summer, I was working in the Teton Wilderness, which is actually north of Jackson, Wyoming, northeast specifically, and it's one of the largest wilderness areas in the lower 48. And I was working with my coworker. We had a 16-day hitch out in the woods. So 16 days self-sustained with yourself, another person, and about 8 mules and 2 horses. So we were riding in the backcountry, and we were in our fourth day of the 16-day hitch. It was actually the 4th of July. And we were heading deeper into the woods. We had an entire loop system that we were trying to crosscut out. And we were utilizing a crosscut for one of the logs that we were sawing out of the trail. And we were about halfway through cutting the log. It was about 3 feet in diameter. And we heard a bit of a weird noise halfway through the log, and the next thing you know, we actually saw a bat fly out of the log. And so we looked at each other a little bit wide-eyed and said, oh, what was that? That was so interesting, and didn't think much of it, so we kept cutting through the log. And about right at the very end of the cut, we stopped, and my coworker said, oh, I should finish the cut. I'm on the downhill side, which to me seemed a little bit off because you usually finish the log from the uphill side. And next thing you know, out of nowhere, the log dropped and started rolling at top speed towards my coworker and actually pinned his foot underneath the log, and he ended up breaking his foot. To me, I think that that was a pretty exciting / unfortunate moment that happens when you're in the backcountry. And for me, it really taught me that you cannot control every situation out there, but you try to do what you can to mitigate every hazard that you possibly can. And I think that there are a lot of teachable moments and learned moments when you're out in the woods by yourself. So,
wow. Yeah. I am glad that I had the opportunity to meet you and go on with your programs and interview you today. So thank you.
Thanks, Carmen. I really appreciate being able to talk to you as well and being able to, meet you and learn a little bit about you. So thanks.